There'll be more debate today in the Senate on Bush administration plans to resume research on a new class of small nuclear weapons. In a vote last night, the Senate agreed to repeal a 10-year prohibition on the development of so-called mini-nukes. Democrats had argued that ending the ban could suggest to other countries that the United States is prepared again to use nuclear weapons. NPR's Tom Jeltom reports.
During the Cold War, the United States and the Soviet Union both maintained nuclear stockpiles, with large bombs for destroying cities and smaller, low-yield warheads for use in the battlefield. After the Cold War ended, nuclear arsenals made less sense, and in 1993, Congress barred the development of new mini-nukes. But the Bush administration and the Pentagon is once again interested in nuclear weapons. General Richard Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, yesterday explained how low-yield nuclear warheads could be used to destroy biological or chemical weapon facilities, an operation for which conventional weapons might not be suitable.
In terms of anthrax, it's said that gamma rays destroy the anthrax spores, which is something we need to look at. And in chemical weapons, of course, the heat can destroy the chemical compounds and make them and not develop that plume that conventional weapons might do that would then drift and perhaps bring others in harm's way.
The Bush administration's defense spending bill would lift the ban on low-yield nuclear warheads and provide $15 million to fund nuclear weapons research. The goal would be to design a nuclear weapon that could burrow deep into the earth to destroy an underground target. The bomb's explosive size would be less important than its ability to penetrate the earth. On the Senate floor yesterday, Republican John Kyle of Arizona said the failure of U.S. bombs to destroy Saddam Hussein's hideout in Iraq shows why a penetrating nuclear weapon is needed.
What we know from intelligence is that there are a lot of other nations in the world that know one thing: if you get deep enough underground with enough concrete and steel above your head, they can't get you. And that's exactly the kind of facilities that are being built by our potential enemies today. There's only one way to get those, and that is through a precise, low-yield nuclear weapon.
Democrats such as Byron Dorgan of North Dakota were outraged by this idea that nuclear weapons might serve some practical warfighting purpose.
If anybody here thinks that there's an ability in this world to use a nuclear weapon in a war, then I don't know what planet you're living on. Once the movement of nuclear weapons goes back and forth between adversaries, I'm sorry, your children have no future.
In fact, the U.S. military seems to be a long way from having a nuclear weapon that could detonate underground without putting people nearby at great risk. The one penetrating nuclear warhead in the U.S. arsenal right now, a so-called B-61, is capable of burrowing down only a few dozen feet. A nuclear explosion at that depth would throw up a huge amount of radioactive soil and rock, and in that sense could be even more damaging than a bomb exploding above ground. Matthew McKinsey, a staff scientist for the Natural Resources Defense Council, says past underground testing of nuclear weapons demonstrated how much fallout is produced by warheads exploding at various depths.
These formulas show that even for a very low-yield weapon, say half a kiloton, you need to bury it upwards of 150 feet or so in order to completely contain the fallout. And the current technical capability of the B-61 is to penetrate some 10 feet in frozen soil. So the challenge is that the penetration capability of U.S. nuclear weapons has to increase dramatically in order to substantially contain the fallout.
But to Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, this reality just underscores the need for more nuclear weapons research if the United States is to maintain military superiority.
To the extent the United States is prohibited from studying the use of such weapons, for example, for a deep earth penetrator, the effect in the world is that it tells the world that they're wise to invest in going underground. And that's not a good thing from our standpoint.
Democrats in Congress are determined to continue challenging the administration on nuclear weapons development. A compromise amendment to be considered today would allow new research on low-yield warheads, but prohibit new production. Tom Jeltom, NPR News, Washington.